没有跟凡凡讲，哦，好，我们再有一点啊，一个简短的祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们感谢你再次把我们召聚在你的面前，就如先前诗歌所唱的，但愿圣灵施怜悯，做工在我们的里面，叫我们被你洁净，也叫我们被你有更深的爱，在灵的里面，求主的爱再次浇灌在我们的心中。我们谢谢你把我们讲的、翻译的、听的都恭恭敬敬交在主的手中，祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
好，弟兄姊妹，今天我想要交通的一个事情哈，跟我之前的负担一直都有关系。
The thing I want to share today is related to what I've been sharing before, and it is my deep burden.
今天想要交通的是属灵生命的成长跟奉献。
Today I want to share about spiritual growth and giving yourself as a living sacrifice to the Lord.
我今天要交通的会。其实是很基本的。
This is very fundamental.
然后可能跟我以前在不同场合交通的也会有重复。
And there might be some repetition, or similarities between what I shared today and in the past.
然后许多也其实都是我从年长的弟兄们帮助我领受的。
And this is what I have gleaned from elder brothers.What I have learned from them.
所以有些东西我们好像是听过。
So maybe some of these things you feel like you've heard of them in the past.
但是但愿主仍然把这些话语点活在我们里面。
But may the Lord light a fire in us through this word.
Okay, 那我们先念几处的圣经。
So let's go over a few Bible passages.
哥林多前书第三章。
First Corinthians 3.
哥林多前书第三章第一节。
First Corinthians 3:1.
我念一次哈，第三章的一到三节。弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？
1 Corinthians 3:1-3 And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk, and not with meat.For hereto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are not, ye are carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and division, are ye not carnal and walk as men?
请大家注意，这边有婴孩。
Let's pay attention, it mentions about babes.
所以有婴孩就有长大的。
So if they're babes, then there will be grown up too.
所以婴孩跟属肉体是连在一起。
Babes are carnal.
然后当然长大成熟的是跟属灵的连在一起。
And those who are mature are spiritual.
我们再念一处的希伯来书第五章。
Let's turn to Hebrews 5.
希伯来书第五章十二节。
Hebrews 5:12。
提摩来书第五章十二到十四，看你们学习的功夫，本该做师傅，谁知还得有人将神圣灵人小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心练心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。
Hebrews 5:12-14. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that use milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belong to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
所以这边再次注意一下，仍然是同样的意思。
Again, it speak of the same thing.
这边有婴孩。
There are babes.
然后还有长大成人。
And mature or full of age. Full age.
那个长大成人有一种心窍习练通达。
They have their senses exercised to discern.
他们有一个里面的感觉哈，是经过操练的。
So in them, they have already had their senses exercised.
好，所以弟兄姊妹现在有个印象，有个婴孩，也有长大成人。
So now we see a babe and one who is mature.
然后有属肉体的，有属灵的。
We see a carnal one versus a spiritual one.
然后有一种是里面心窍没有感觉的，有一种是心窍常常在那里操练。
We see one whose senses one who doesn't have much sense, and the other one has senses exercised.
Okay. 好，我们再念一处圣经，《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
Let's go to 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
1 Thessalonians 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十九节。
1 Thessalonians 5:9.
对，我会念几节哈。不要十九节到二十三节哈，我念一次。不要消灭圣灵的感动，不要藐视先知的讲论，但要凡事查验善美的凡事查验善美的要持守，各样的恶事要禁戒不做。愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。
From 19 to 23, quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay. 所以这边有一个二三节，有一个灵与魂与身子，对不对
？Take note on verse 23. There's spirit and soul and body.
弟兄姊妹看一下，是灵与魂与身子，灵魂体。
And let's look at that. It's spirit, soul, and body.
OK， 好，我们先暂时念到这边。
So we'll stop here for now.
第一个部分呢， 我心中有一个负担，就是我们要知道什么是真正的属灵成长。
I have a deep burden and I want all of us to know what is the real spiritual growth.
当然我们必须要有一个知道哈，基督徒要成长。
Of course, first we know that Christians have to grow.
这个我们已经讲了，从今年年初就讲到现在。
We have been talking about this since the start of the year.
然后我们从退休会也是这个主题，对不对
？And this is also the main theme during our retreat.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要有一个里面的里面的负担好，我们要一定要长起来，一定要成熟。
So brothers and sisters, we really need to have a burden in us that we want to grow.
就是说，我们不愿意只停留在婴儿的阶段。
We should not have, we should not only want to remain as babes.
当我们信耶稣之后呢，我们这个成长的路就已经开始走了。
After we believe in Jesus, we have already started this path to growth.
所以，当我们在礼拜五的时候，也是分享这个主题。
So on this Friday, this is the same topic we're dwelling on.
对，像我是已经信耶稣17年了。
So like me, I have believed the Lord for 17 years.
对，17年之后呢，有没有像一个该有的主所要的一个成熟的样子？
And after 17 years, am I like one who God wants to see that I have already have grown?
我还记得当我这个信主前面一两年的时候。
I remember that before I became a Christian.
然后心里面还常常洋洋得意。
And,
洋洋得意说，哎，我才信主一两年，好像长得还比别人快一点。
Oh, after I believe in the Lord for 1 or 2 years, I feel pretty good about myself because I felt like I've grown pretty well compared to other people.
我们要继续的成长，要不然就是在前的就要变成后面。
But what we need to do is to continue to grow because the first will be last.
所以不管你信主多少的时间，一个月、两个月、5年、10年，都要继续成长。
So no matter how long you have believed, whether it's 5 years, 10 years, you need to continue to grow.
好，当我们有这样一个负担跟感觉的时候，我们就要知道什么是真正的成长。
When we have this burden, then we will realize what it means to grow.
那到底是说真正的成长，到底是说反正每次聚会都到呢，是不是就是真正成长？
Now, what is real spiritual growth? Does it mean that if you're always present in a meeting, you have grown?
那或是说，常常读圣经是不是是真正的成长？
Or if you read the Bible often, does it mean that you have grown?
所以我很愿意强调说，这些事情都是好的。
I want to emphasize that all these things are good.
但是一个真正的成长好是里面的事情。
But real growth is something that concerns the inner being.
然后外面的表现好，是因为里面的成长在外面表现出来的。
Outward manifestation is the revelation of what's happening inside.
所以我们需要知道好，那个主要一个基督徒是那个成长，就是说成熟是他是什么样子，他是他要，是他喜悦的。
So when we talk about maturity, we need to know what the Lord really wants.
所以当你这样子追求属灵的成长的时候，你就知道说有个目标啊，有个方向。
Only in that sense we will know what's our goal and what's our direction.
然后如果你愿意成长的话，然后你又知道什么是成长，你就能够抓到重点。
If you want to grow and you know what is real growth, then you will be able to obtain the most important point.
那举个例子来讲。
For example.
也许有人他觉得一个属灵的成长好，就是外面多做很多服事。
Let's say a person he thinks that spiritual growth involves doing a lot of things.
所以他就在各样的这个事工上面呢，常常参加或是有师班，他也去参加。
So this person will be involved in a lot of work.
那为什么他花这么多时间做这个事情呢？
Now why does this person spend a lot of time on this type of work?
因为他觉得做这个事情的意思是因为那个是成长，那个是神要的东西，所以他才去做。
Because he thinks that if he's busy doing work, God's work, that is growth.
所以我的意思是说，如果我们有个错误的认识，成长是外面的东西的话，你的重点就会抓错。
If we have a wrong concept and thought that growth involves outward things, then you will take on the wrong direction.
所以我这一点的意思就是说，我们要知道什么是真正的成长这件事情， 是蛮重要的。
That is why I'm emphasizing we need to know what is real growth.
对，当你知道，然后越愿意成长的话，当你清楚知道什么是真正属灵成长，然后你又愿意成长的话，你花的时间就会在那个事情上面。
When it is clear to you what is real growth and you have the burden to do it, then you will be in the right track.
所以哈，这个 OK， 从这个事情呢，可以有两个方面啊、OK， 两个方面来提一下。
So there are two aspects that we can speak of.
我讲不太对，就是说，这个事情哈，会有两个角度来看一下。
We can look at these things from two perspectives.
就是说，我们在属灵的成长哈，我们弟兄强调啊，是一个很自然的事情。
On one hand, spiritual growth is something very natural.
也就是说，当你信耶稣之后呢，你要好好把自己摆在好的环境里面，成长环境里。
After you believe in Jesus, if you place yourself in a good environment,
那个好的环境包含了主的话语。
This good environment consists of the Word of God.
包含了我们个人的祷告的生活。
It consists of your own prayer life.
包含了团体的弟兄姊妹在一起的追求的生活。
Consists of fellowship of believers growing together.
所以当我们把自己摆在这些环境里面的时候呢，
When we put ourselves in this kind of environment,
因为我们里面那个生命是活的。
Because in us there's that life.
然后你就会发现那个生命就能够很自然的成长。
Then it is very natural for this life to be growing.
这件事情是我们洪森弟兄常常强调。
This aspect our brother Richard always emphasized.
这个事情就是鼓励弟兄姊妹呢，可以从基本的环境里面呢，一定要注意。
He encourages brothers and sisters to focus on being in a good environment.
如果你脱离了这个环境，也不读圣经，也不聚会，几乎就很难成长。
If you're out of this environment, you stop praying and you don't go to meetings, then it is very difficult for you to grow spiritually.
就像你种一个植物哈，你不给它浇水，不给它养分，它也很难长大。
If you plant something and you do not water it, you do not take care of it, it's very hard for that plant to grow.
但很奇妙，当你给它水分、养分呢，你不用太研究，它就在成长。
But if you give it water, you give it nutrients, then it will naturally grow.
然后接下来哈，更进一步，我们还是要明白说，成长是怎么样的一个情况。
But on the other hand, we need to know what growth is.
比如说我们养小孩，对不对？
For example, when we take care of our kids.
你给他每天吃营养的东西，叫他好好睡觉，多喝水，他就会长。
We give them nutritious food, water, and they will be growing.
但是呢，如果更进一步呢，你会发现你要注意。他长大的情况是怎么样的情况
？But in addition to that, we want to know how he's growing.
比如说你要知道他该有的身高，该有的体重。
For example, we need to know how tall or how heavy one should be.
然后他那个有时候需要有点健康检查，知道他的身体情况。
There should be physical examination to evaluate.
然后前阵子那个 Stephen 他有一个特别的检查。
And Stephen went on a special examination.
然后那个检查还要量他的那个手的握的力量。
The examination looked at how strong is his hand.
然后他其他都很正常，他说那个握的力量是那个低于。国家的平均值。
They felt that you know the strength of his hand is below average.
所以一方面他们会自然成长，一方面你也要知道说，怎么样的情况是一个健康的成长。
Although they can grow naturally, but still we need to look at the condition and the measure of growth.
OK， 好，所以我现在讲这个事情就是说，我们要知道说，我们要清楚知道说，神要的是怎么样的成长。
So we want to know for God, what does it mean to grow spiritually?
然后下一个部分就是说，那到底是什么是属灵的成长？
So what is real spiritual growth?
那也许我今天不能够说很完全的来解释这件事情。
Maybe I cannot cover this topic completely today.
但是我希望弟兄姊妹很注意好，这边有一个什么叫做真正的属灵成长。
But I want brothers and sisters to pay attention to what is real growth.
大家记不记得我刚刚念的东西啊？有一个叫做属灵的。
Remember the passages that we've read emphasizes spiritual.
那每次如果讲到那个属灵这个灵哈，大家就很想睡觉。
Maybe when we talk about spiritual, people start getting tired and sleepy.
因为你会发现这个属灵这个灵这个东西啊，很抽象。
Because spiritual things seem to be abstract.
好像抓不着边。
As if we cannot lay hold of them.
如果大家看这个图哈，我上次有提过，这个灵是我们里面的一个深处。
If we look at this figure, the spirit is the innermost being in us.
当我们信主之后呢，圣灵就住在我们的灵里面。
After we believe, the Holy Spirit lives in our spirit.
然后有一个新的生命哈，就在我们里面。
And there's a new life in us.
所以我上次。如果大家有在还记得的话，我是讲到圣灵的感动，对圣灵的感动。
Last time I talked about the touch of the Holy Spirit.
就是希望弟兄姊妹能够抓住什么是灵。
This is so that brothers and sisters can lay hold of what is the Spirit.
我昨天听到一个蛮好的比方。
Yesterday I heard of a very good example.
大家知道电吧？
Every one of us knows about electricity.
你们都知道电嘛？那你们知道电到底是什么样的东西？
Do you really know what is electricity?
你看不见电，对不对？
It's something you cannot see.
那为什么你知道电？
But then how do you know it's there?
原来是我们是从电的那个功用表现出来的功用去认识它。
Actually, we know what it is by its function.
你们发现电好能够叫东西灯泡发光。
For example, electricity causes the light bulb to shine.
然后你中间插上那个电热器的时候，你就知道电可以产生热量。
And we know in the winter, if you plug in a heater, it produces heat.
然后你们在那边打手机，那里面都要有电才能够玩，对不对
？All your cell phones are powered by.By electricity in the battery.
所以你为什么会找的电呢？因为它有一个功用在发出来。
So we know there's electricity because of the function.
那你为什么会知道灵呢
？So how do you know there is spirit?
因为灵在你身上有功用。
It's because
有功能发出来。
Because the spirit has its function in your life.
所以圣灵的感动的意思就是说，叫我们去抓住灵里面的功用。
When the Holy Spirit touches us, wants us to let our spirit function.
比如说你里面有良心的功用。
For example, we have conscience.
你如果做了一个不太好的事情。
If you do something that's not very good.
对，我上次提例子是我们偷拿公家的东西。
For example, we take things that are not ours and use it for ourselves.
然后你里面有一个良心的功用，就告诉你说你不应该这样做。
The conscience will be telling you that you should not be doing this.
然后当你去祷告的时候
，and when you go and pray,
如果你跟神有那个亲近的交通，当你在忧愁的时候
，if you have a close communion with the Lord and you're sorrowful.
然后你的灵里面神就安慰你。
Then the Lord will comfort you in your spirit.
许多时候当我们交通的时候，神也借着圣经，好像对我们说话。
Or the Lord will be speaking to our spirit through His word.
还有些时候有些事情你觉得该怎么做呢？应该做这个还是做那个？
Or when you have choices to make and you know that you need to do this instead of that.
当你想要去做这个事情的时候，你发现里面不平安。
For example, if you want to do this thing, you find out that there's no peace within you.
然后虽然那个事情也许不是犯罪，但是你就是不平安。
Even that particular thing is not a sinful thing. You just don't feel peaceful about it.
所以有一些里面的东西好，里面的功用在发出来。
So there's this function is inside that's coming out.
所以告诉我们说，我们有灵。
It's telling us that inside of us there is a spirit.
对，有些时候啊，你知道，甚至不信主的人啊，他们灵也有活动，但是邪灵。
Even non-Christians, they also have that spirit, except that their spirit is not under the control of God.
对，所以我大学的时候在学校宿舍玩那个碟仙啊，
那个 Ouija board, yeah,
教鬼的东西。
So like when I was in college, I played a Ouija board.
对，所以那个就是好像反正问那个鬼啊，这个会什么事情，他就指路、指字，然后告诉我们他的回答这样。
Actually, we're trying to communicate with the evil spirit, wanting to know things.
所以人有灵，你知道。
So, there's spirit in us.
你如果不跟神的灵交通的话，你有人可以跟邪灵交通。
If you do not want to fellowship with the Holy Spirit, you will have fellowship with the evil spirit.
Okay, 所以信主之后就不要碰这种事情了 okay.
So after you believe, if you are a believer, do not get into this kind of thing.
好，希望弟兄姊妹现在有个印象哈，我们的灵里面有功用的，是真的在那里。
So our spirit has function and it's there.
好，接下来就是说，我们知道有灵有功用。
We know that there's the spirit.And the spirit has its function.
那什么叫做属灵啊？
Now what does it mean to be spiritual?
或是说什么叫做属灵的成长，叫我们属灵。
And what is spiritual growth?
用这边这个这边是我刚刚讲的灵。
In the figure, the center part is the spirit.
然后当我们信主的时候，信主之后呢？我们这边的我们思想我们的情感很多都还是旧的，那个叫魂。
And even after we believe, what is in our soul are still old things.
如果我们还是照着我们以前想的、以前的方法去做事情、想事情，我们还是属肉体。
If we continue to do things using the old ways, we are still carnal.
那个就是婴孩。
And that is a babe.
所以什么叫做真正的属灵成长
what is real spiritual growth?
真正属灵成长的意思就是说我们从灵里面的新的生命呢能够掌管我们的魂
What spiritual growth is to let the new life in us, in the spirit, control the rest
对然后进而我们的身体也不在这个掌管底下
And even our body is under the control of the spirit Of the spirit.
所以真正的属灵成长是表示说你这个人好是完全被圣灵掌管
So real spiritual growth means that your whole being is under the control of the Holy Spirit
这是一个过程
Now this in itself is a process
弟兄姊妹如果你真的我们真的愿意成长的话
If you really want to grow
你会发现你里面会有一个战争
You will find out that in you there will be a conflict.
也就是说，里面的新的生命跟你那个旧的生命哈，会有冲突。
So the new life and the old life will have a conflict.
弟兄姊妹，你们有没有这种冲突？
Do you have this kind of conflict?
如果你很少有这种冲突。
If you rarely have this type of conflict in you,
表示你没有在长。
Then maybe you are not growing.
当我们在长的时候，那个圣灵跟那个肉体哦，会在那边那个打仗。
If you are growing, the Holy Spirit will be at war with your flesh.
当打仗了之后呢，如果我们这个人愿意服下来的话， 让圣灵打胜的话，那个就是成长。
If we're willing to submit to the Holy Spirit, then that means there is victory.
弟兄姊妹，不知道你们有没有经历过，受了一些外面的刺激。
I don't know if you have experienced outside attacks.
比如说有人讲了你不舒服的话。
For example, somebody say something and you don't feel good about it.
然后或是说有些人对你不公平不好。
Or you suffer injustice or unfairness.
然后你这个旧人跟肉体里面哈，你里面就愤愤不平了。
Then in your old man and in your flesh, you don't feel good.
然后你就感觉很苦。
And then you feel you're suffering.
但是问题是，你这个新人哈，他是一个喜乐是在里面。
In your new man, there is joy.
然后这个新人的这个认识是说，这件事情有神的美意。
This new man says that this thing happened because of the perfect will of God.
所以当你里面有在那个相抵触的时候呢，这个时候你就慢慢要经历属灵的成长。
When you have this conflict in you, you have a chance to grow spiritually.
很多时候啊，我们这个旧的人啊，就很想要什么东西，很想要那个。
Very often, our old man wants this and wants that thing.
但是里面那个灵里面啊，告诉我们说，那个不是神要。
But in our spirit, it tells us that it's not what God wants.
对，以前有弟兄姊妹，他们刚信主嘛，刚信主。
For example, brothers and sisters, they just believe in the Lord.
他想说，哇，礼拜天还要聚会。
And they think, Sunday we still have to go to meeting.
礼拜天通常是那个睡觉的时间嘛。
Sunday is the day to sleep in.
然后你那里面的那个，你有一个，有一个想法，有一个意思，就是说你其实很想睡觉，照以前一样。
So inside of you, you really want to just stay in bed.
但是那个新人是喜欢跟弟兄姊妹在一起的。
But the new man wants to be with brothers and sisters.
然后新人也知道说，我们需要来到主的面前，一同享受他的同在，那个是好的。
The new man knows that we need to be together to be with the Lord. That is a good thing.
你里面开始有冲突。
So then there's this conflict in you.
如果你让里面那个灵那个感觉得胜的话呢，你就在成长。
If you let the spirit be victorious, then you grow.
然后很多时候我们那个心里面思想的东西啊，都还是很旧有的观念。
Many times what we think about are old ways, using our old ways.
对，所以很多事情你要做一个事情哈。你还是照以前的方法，都忘了祷告。
So when you want to do something, you just do it the way you have always done it, and you don't pray about it.
然后礼拜五我们弟兄这边有点交通，就是有些主的话语读不太懂。
And we've also shared this Friday that some of us, when we read the Bible, we don't really understand.
那个叫干粮。
To us, they're like strong meat.
就是有喝奶的，又沙利富，有这个喝奶的干粮这样子。
So there's milk and then there's the strong meat.
所以我就跟弟兄姊妹有一点交通我的经历。
So I want to share with brothers and sisters my experience.
对，因为我以前洋洋得意嘛，就是好像很容易很会吃干粮。
Before I felt that I'm already ready for the strong meat.
所以。这是我回台湾之后，我想要读那个穆安德烈弟兄一本书，叫做《基督的灵》。
So, when I went back to Taiwan, I want to read this book by Andrew Murray, and it's the Spirit of Christ.
Yeah, 我想多认识神的圣灵，他的工作。
Because I want to know the Holy Spirit more and his work.
然后我就从飞机上坐飞机就开始看。
So I started reading this book.In the plane.
我想说就是这个度假很长，那个小小一本书很容易看完。
And I think, well, I have a long vacation. This little book, I'm sure I'm gonna finish it.
然后我看了第一篇，我就觉得很难，很多地方不太好懂。
And then after I read the first chapter, I felt that there are so many things that are very hard to understand.
然后有一些地方可能是我经历不够啊，那个认识不够，所以我需要反复看，去抓住他在讲什么意思。
And because of my lack of experience, I had to go over many, some passages many times because I just couldn't get them.
我就觉得很像吃那个山东大饼，你知道？你没有吃过山东大饼。
So it's like a, it's a very difficult thing to digest.
对。对，那个饼很硬啊，那个咬很硬，皮又硬，里面又那个很腻。很不容易咬，很像吃那种东西。
The crust is hard and the inside is very dense, so it's really hard to take.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个告诉我们说，要成长才能够更深的明白主的话语，跟他的更深的能够认识神。
So we need to grow in order for us to take in the word of God and understand it.
好，所以这一点哈。我是简单的 提到，就是说，什么是真正的属灵的成长
？So I just mentioned this to show you what is real spiritual growth.
那真正成长是里面的东西。
Real spiritual growth is something that's inside.
你不能只从外面看。
It's an inward thing. You cannot just look at it from outside.
如果你里面这个人啊被圣灵掌管，这就是表示你是属灵的成熟。
If you're wholly controlled by the Holy Spirit, then you are a mature Christian.
我们再念两处的圣经。
So let's go to two more passages.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans 12:1.
罗马书十二章第一节。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
这边保罗是以神的慈悲劝我们。
Here, Paul.Says that by the mercies of God, He is encouraging us.
他不能强迫我们。
He is not forcing us.
他劝我们什么事呢？就是要把自己奉献给神。
And what is He encouraging us to do? He wants us to present our bodies a living sacrifice to God.
把我们那个全部的人哈，都分别归给神。
It is to separate ourselves and put.Give ourselves wholly to God.
这个叫做奉献。
This is a consecration.
我们再念一处圣经，提摩太前书第四章第七节。
First Timothy 4:7.
提摩太前书第四章第七节。提摩太前书四章七跟八，只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老父荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。
But refuse profane and all old wise fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profit little.But godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come.
这边有一句话叫做操练敬虔。
Here it talks about exercise for godliness.
对，或是说叫做属灵的操练。
This is also spiritual exercise.
然后当我先解释一下什么叫做操练敬虔。
So what is exercise unto godliness?
什么叫做敬虔
？And what is godliness?
敬虔的意思就是像神。
Godliness means to be like God.
那有神的表现，他的性情在我们里面。
We have the character of God in us.
啊，也能够表现出来。
And we can show forth this character.
所以那个敬虔就是我们要能够学习神的样子。
So godliness is for us to be like God.
然后他这边特别告诉我们要去操练这件事情。
And we need to exercise.
你不要只是知道要敬虔，要敬虔。他这边告诉我们要去操练。
It is not enough to know that we need to be godly, but we need to exercise.
意思就是说，我们常常知道，哎呀，主是这样子，是这么好，然后做了这些神迹，做了这些事情，这些是我们知道神是这样子。
It is not enough to know that our Lord is good, that He did a lot of miracles and all that.
但是这边提醒我们要去真实的去操练，我们自己能够像神。
But here it's emphasizing that we need to do spiritual exercise unto godliness.
好，所以我刚刚只是提到说，我们属灵的成长，如果有好的环境，就会自然成长，对不对？
Isn't it that I first mentioned that if we have a good environment, then we can grow spiritually?
这个是肯定很重要。
This, of course, is very important.
然后，但是你会发现，成长过程当中，也不是说完全是自然的。
But then you will find out that in the course of growing, it's not all that natural.
因为我们需要运动，对不对？
Because you need to exercise.
如果你养一个小孩，你叫他天天都不要运动。
For example, if you're taking care of a child and you don't let the child exercise.
他又不活动，这个有问题。
If the child is inactive, there's going to be problem.
因为你需要运动好，你才会能够强壮，才会健康。
You need to exercise to get healthy and strong.
所以这边这边刚刚讲的这句话就讲到说。我们要做属灵的操练，跟我们身体做运动，它把它放在一个图画是放在一起的。
In this passage is trying to show us that spiritual exercise is kind of like bodily exercise.
所以弟兄姊妹去常常去游泳啊，去运动是非常好，这对我也是很提醒。
Example, brothers and sisters go exercise, go swimming. This is very good. This is a good reminder for me too.
对，过去两三年，我除了爬楼梯以外都没有运动。
Other than climbing the stairs, I don't have any other exercise.
对，这样也不行。
And that's not good.
不过他这边特别强调说，如果你身体的运动好，其实有益处，但是不是太多。
Now bodily exercise has some good, but it's the profit is little.
因为它只是成就在你今天那个。今世这个身体的上面
，because it benefits you only in this life。
但其实我们常常想象那个运动，其实对人很有帮助，对不对
？We know that exercise is very good for us。
然后这边有个对比哈，如果是操练敬虔，是有个对比。
But here the comparison is exercising for godliness。
他说操练身体那个益处很少，很少，很少。
Bodily exercise profit little.
可是他特别提到说，如果你去操练敬虔的话，凡事都有益处。
But godliness is profitable unto all things.
也就是说，他的那个益处啊，很大很大。
That means the benefit that comes out from it is very very big.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要去有一个属灵的操练。
That's why we need to have spiritual exercise.
所以操练什么东西呢？
And what do we exercise?
所以我刚刚提到的，你里面的生命的感觉要去操练它。
We need to exercise this consciousness of life that is in us.
然后你如果里面有内战哈，你让主得胜。
And if there is inner conflict in us, we let the Lord be victorious.
我只能够说这个功课很多很多要学。
There are many lessons to learn in this.
然后我今天只讲第一课。
And today, just the first lesson.
Okay, 对，我再稍微从我的那个过去的寻求开始讲起啊。
So let me speak about this in reference to how I went through it.
Okay, 我在去年的时候呢，我心中就有一个感觉。
Last year, I have this feeling in my heart.
啊，这个感觉很深。
And this is very deep inside me.
就是说，对于弟兄姊妹还有我自己，我们要怎么样是真正的在摸到主？
How do we touch God?
有的时候我们在这边传讲说，弟兄姊妹，我们信主之后，我们灵里面就遇见主了。
A lot of times we say after we believe in our spirit, we meet the Lord.
但是我问弟兄姊妹，你觉得你信主之后，你灵里面遇见主了吗？
But I ask brothers and sisters, have you in your spirit met the Lord?
然后你里面是不是真的好像摸到主，摸到他的真实，他的同在呢？
Have you touched his reality and his presence in you?
你有没有过那个神说话，那个话好像就直接说在你心里面了？
Have you experienced the Lord speaking to you directly?
还是说神的话只是白纸黑字这样子看过去，全部停留在头脑里面了？
Or is the word of the Lord just black and white and it just stopped in your mind?
你有没有在比较低沉的时候或是比较忧伤的时候唱神的诗歌呢？唱诗歌呢？
When you're sorrowful, have you been singing his song?
然后那个诗歌有没有摸着你的心里成为你的安慰？
Did the song touch you and comfort you?
所以我有感觉我们这方面好像蛮不多。
Maybe we're very lacking in this aspect.
我们知道说主与我们同在。
We know that the Lord is with us.
我们知道主是我们的好牧人。
We know that he's our good shepherd.
我们知道主是我们随时的帮助，是我们的安慰。
We know that he is our present help and our comfort.
但是在我们里面是不是真的摸到这些事情，碰到这些事情？
Have we touched all these things in us?
所以这是我的感觉，到底我们该怎么办？
This is what I felt, and what should we do about it?
后来我是前两个月，听那个张弟兄讲的属灵的操练。
And 2 months ago, I listened to Brother Kong's message on spiritual exercise.
因为是退休会之后，我们弟兄推荐。
Because this is what the brothers recommended during the retreat.
然后我去找张弟兄是一位年长的弟兄，我们认识，有些人不认识，我们认识。
Brother Kong is someone we know who is a very elderly brother.
然后我去找这个属灵操练的信息。
And so I went and looked for this message on spiritual exercise.
我就发现说，他至少在过去三年的当中，在至少在六个地方讲这件事情。
Then I found out that in the last 3 years, he has been preaching this message in 6 different places.
然后我在西岸聚会，我没有去西岸聚会，但我在西岸聚会之前，跟有一个加州来的老姊妹，我跟她谈话。
And I didn't go to WCCC this time, but I spoke with an elderly sister at that point.
Yeah, 他是加州来的。
He came from California. Yeah. She came from California.
对对。然后他特别告诉我说，那个西岸聚会之后呢，这位年长弟兄还要在旧金山三藩市呢有一次的特别聚会。
And she said to me that after the WCCC, this elderly brother is going to have meetings again in San Francisco and LA.
然后他说有一些未尽还没有说完的话，未尽的话想要说。
Because he still has something to tell them that he didn't finish in the past.
所以我回去找呢，他讲的就是这个一系列当中的一部分。
And true enough, he still was talking about spiritual exercise.
那为什么呢？他为什么要讲这么多这方面的东西
？Now why does he want to focus on this topic so much?
因为他发现他到很多地方看望弟兄姊妹。
Because after traveling to different places, seeing different brothers and sisters,
许多弟兄姊妹 那个知识很多。
He found that a lot of brothers and sisters have a lot of knowledge.
然后生命够不上。
But then their life is not enough to contain this knowledge.
然后我们的弟兄，我们老弟兄就在主面前好好的祷告该怎么办。
And he prayed and seek the Lord about this.
然后神就给他这句话，操练敬虔。
And the Lord gave him this word, exercise in godliness.
然后当那个时候我听的时候，我还不知道这些背景。
Of course, when I heard the message, I didn't know this background story.
但其实我听到第三堂，我只听到第三堂的时候呢。
But when I heard the third session of this message,
我就发现说，哎，我找到答案了。
I felt that I found the answer.
然后原来我们需要这样子去走。
Oh, so this is the way we should go.
我们需要走里面的道路，让我们的生命能够真实的成熟起来。
We need to walk this way so that our inner spiritual being will be growing.
对，然后呢，我们弟兄，包含我自己经历里面有一个第一步。
And there is the first step to this.
就是属灵的操练或者操练精神的第一步。
The first step to this spiritual exercise.
就是奉献。
It is to offer your body as a living sacrifice.
那个，我必须对不起，时间关系，我简短的讲。
So I'll just talk about this briefly.
以前我们常常分享一个故事。
We always talk about this story in the past.
然后就是那个有一个弟兄叫做 F.B. Meyer 迈尔弟兄。
There's a brother called F.B. Meyer.
然后那个弟兄在英国已经是很有名的传道人。
He was already a very well-known preacher in England.
你们听过再忍耐再听一次。
If you have heard of this, be patient with me and listen to it once again.
因为这次这个故事好像我才真正明白。
Because it seems that this time I really understand this story.
就是说他有一次接待一个年轻的英国的弟兄叫做斯达德弟兄。
One time he had C.T. Studd as his guest, and C.T. Studd is a younger brother.
然后那个斯达德弟兄很早很早就起床了。
And brother Studd woke up very early in the morning.
迈尔弟兄是主人嘛，就想说啊，是不是怎么招待不周？他怎么这么早就起来不睡不着
？Now brother Meyer is the host, and so he was thinking, what is there anything wrong? Why brother Studd woke up very early in the morning?
后来他发现这位斯达德弟兄在读主的话语，他读圣经，读主的话。
Then he discovered that Brother Studd was reading God's Word.
然后他告诉迈尔弟兄说，他每天早上读主的话，找主看今天对他有什么命令。
And then he told Brother Meyer that he's looking for commandments from the Lord every day.
然后迈尔弟兄就觉得说，你这个年纪弟兄虽然年轻，但是你有些东西我没有。
And then Brother Meyer said, he's a younger brother.But there's something in him that I do not have.
那个是灵里面的一些好像对主的认识，那个生命，有些东西他觉得他没有，但那个弟兄有。
It seems that in the spirit of this younger brother, there is something that's lacking in Brother Meyer.
然后这个迈尔弟兄其实很谦卑，他就问这年轻弟兄，是不是我应该哪些方面应该做呢？然后因为我觉得有些东西你有我没有。
And Brother Meyer humbled himself and asked Brother Studd, "Is there something that I need to do?"
斯达德弟兄就问他说，你有没有奉献给主了？
And Brother Studd said, "Have you consecrated yourself to the Lord?"
迈尔弟兄本来不是太高兴，因为他是传道人嘛，早就奉献给主。
And Brother Meyer was not very happy with it because he was a preacher. Of course, he had given himself to the Lord.
他说其实我有。
And he said, I had.
然后斯达德弟兄问他说，你有没有每一件一件的都奉献给主？
And then Brother Studd said, Now have you consecrated each thing in your life to the Lord?
Oh, 马尔基翁说, 这个我倒是没有做。
And Brother Meyer said, well, that I have not done.
所以他回去, 他就这样子去奉献。
And so he did that.
他形容他的心好, 他里面好多好多的房间。
The way he described it was there are many rooms in his heart.
然后他看了这个房间是他喜欢的, 然后但是他把那个房间钥匙交给主。
Well, this room maybe he likes it, but he gave the key to the Lord.
然后, 每一间每一间他都看了, 每一间都交给主。
And each room he looked and he gave the key to the Lord.
最后剩下一个小房间。
But then there's this one little room.
他说这个小房间 其实也不太起眼。然后他说主啊，这个可不可以保留一下？
Then he said, well, this little room, it's not very conspicuous. Can I just have it for myself?
他说主啊，那个这间留给我的话呢，钥匙留给我的话，我会为你做很多服事，我会为你做很多很多事情。
And he said, well, just if I just keep this one, but you know, I will do great things for you.
然后主这时候对他讲了一句话。
And then the Lord said something to him.
他说如果我不是你全部的主的话呢，我就一点也不是你的主。
He said if I'm not Lord of all, then I'm not Lord at all.
大家记得啊，如果我不是你全部的事情的主的话，我就一点都不是你的主。
If I'm not Lord of all, then I'm not Lord at all.
然后我们弟兄好就。 然后那时候主一说完呢，主就要转身就要走了。And
then the Lord was gonna turn and leave.
然后那个麦尔弟兄他就说啊，主啊，你让我愿意。And
Brother Meyer said, Lord, make me willing.
我好像教不出来，但是你让我愿意。It
feels that I if I cannot, but make me willing.
当他一愿意的时候呢，主就转身把他所有的钥匙统统拿走。And
when he was willing, the Lord came back and took away all the keys.
那个，这个奉献这件事情哈。This
thing about consecration.
我记得我在那个快要信主的时候。Right
before I believe.
那个礼拜天我跟一个老姊妹吃饭。I
was having.
主日聚会。
Lunch with an elderly sister.
然后吃完饭以后，他把我那时候在安主家聚会。
At that time, we were having a meeting. Our meeting was in Andrew's home.
那个老姊妹看我，哎，你好像快要信主了，我们到房间一起来祷告。
And the elder sister realized that I probably is almost gonna believe in the Lord, and she took me to a room.
然后我就很有点惊讶，因为她叫我跪下来。
And I was surprised because she said, let's kneel down.
然后我就跟她跪在一起祷告。
So we knelt together and prayed.
当然我肯定她是为我的得救祷告。
I know that she was praying for my salvation.
但是只有一件事情我还记得, 她祷告的内容我不记得, 但有一件事情我记得。
I do not remember the whole prayer, but there's one thing that I do remember.
他就说啊，他说我把这位年轻人奉献给主。
She said that I consecrate this young person to you.
所以我还没信耶稣的时候就已经被姊妹顺便奉献给主。
Before I believe, I had already been consecrated by his sister unto the Lord.
对，那时候我也不太懂，但是我后来信主一阵子。
I didn't know what that means, but after a while.
然后信主几个月以后。
After a few months,
然后我知道有奉献这件事情,
then I learned about consecration.
然后我就回家有个祷告。
And when I went home, I had this prayer.
然后我说主啊，既然说你已经拯救我了，我是完全属于你的，我就应当奉献给你。
And I said, since Lord, you have saved me and I belong to you, I want to consecrate myself to you.
然后我就把我一生交给主。
And I committed my whole life to him.
那是我第一次很清楚的奉献给主。
This is one time that clearly I consecrated myself to the Lord.
然后慢慢慢慢，其实我也明白说，这个奉献是每天在发生的事情。
That I also realized that consecration is a daily thing.
也就是说，你每天早上起床的时候。
Every day when you wake up from bed.
或者说你早上吃早餐的时候。
Or when you eat your breakfast.
你们有没有祷告呢？
Do you pray?
祷告的时候，我们可以说，主啊，我把今天这一天的时间都交给主。
When you pray in the morning, you can say, I commit my whole day to you, Lord.
我希望这一天的时间呢，我是活在你同在的里面。
That today I will be living in you.
我愿意把今天这天的时间呢，奉献给主。
And I want to consecrate today to you.
然后为主而活。
And I want to live for you, Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做奉献的属灵的操练。
This is an exercise, spiritual exercise.
我后来哈、哦，后来在奉献这个事情上面，我另外有一碰到一件另外有一次的奉献。
Then with regards to consecration, I have another time. There was another time I consecrated myself again.
虽然我奉献了，但是我有点怕说。有些事情我对未来有点怕。
I was kind of anxious about the future.
然后比如说我会怕说会不会以后神不让我结婚这样。
Because I was afraid like maybe the Lord will not provide somebody for me in marriage.
所以那一次那个有民党弟兄来哈，他讲奉献，我们大家有一点问题交锋。
So at that time there was an elder brother who came here and we were talking about this issue.
然后我就问弟兄说，那个有些东西哈，我觉得假设等以后是那样子做的话，我觉得好像有点不太能够交出去。
And I said to the brother, if the Lord were to do that, it seems that I cannot commit myself wholly to this.
然后我们弟兄安慰我说，你不要去想那个假设性的问题，你先把今天知道的事情先奉献就好。
And the brother said, "You consecrate what you know of today. You don't need to be thinking about the future that much."
不过过了几年之后呢
？But after a few years,
有一阵子，我就的确在主面前祷告。
And then truly, I prayed before the Lord.
就说主啊，就算是有假设性的事情的话，我也全部都奉献给你。
And I said that.I also consecrate all the ifs and buts to you.
不能结婚也没关系。
Even if I cannot get married, that's fine too.
以后是有好的工作，不好的工作，没工作也没关系。
Whether I have a good job or not, or no job, that's fine too.
以后去哪里，怎么安排，通通没关系，通通奉献给你。
Or whether I go somewhere or wherever, everything I consecrate to you.
所以有一阵子我一直在主面前这样子去奉献。
So there was a point in time I'm doing this to all the time.
Yeah, 就是说只要主有他的安排的话，我都愿意服下来。
Whatever the Lord wills, I'm gonna submit.
然后最近这一次。
And recently.
对，当我好像主让我找到。让我多明白一点主的路的时候。
When the Lord made me understand His way a little more.
他给我一个很深很深的感觉。
He gave me this deep feeling.
过去这个事情我都知道。
All these things I know in the past.
这个感觉就是说，我需要每一件事情都听主的。
He let me know that in every single thing, I need to listen to him.
也就是说，在我们，我不知道怎么形容，就是每一件事情都应该是听主的。
Everything we need to listen to him.
然后每一件事情都应该是出于主的。
And every single thing has to be come out of him.
如果怎么讲呢？如果没有这个意愿的心的话，
If we do not will this in our heart,
主就不是我的主。
Then the Lord is not our Lord.
所以我有一个很深，虽然我以前知道，但是这次主真的是给我很深的感觉。
Before I know, but now I do have a deep conviction on this.
所以每一个事情，每一件事情，都应该是在主的面前是他的引导。
Every single thing has to be led by the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，那个你去度假，你要问一下主。
So when you're going to go on vacation, you need to ask the Lord.
对，你最好买那个 iPad， 买 iPhone， 你要问一下。
Or before you buy your iPhone, you need to ask the Lord.
买了就安心使用，没关系。
After you have it, maybe you can use it.
然后以后，比如说小孩子学校有安排什么talent school 啊，就是那个比较资优的班级，如果给大家有安排的话。
Or let's say your kids, they might be eligible for like an honors type class.
对，那所以要不要进去呢？也问一下主。
Whether you should put your kid in that kind of class, you need to ask the Lord first.
对，弟兄姊妹必须说哈，有没有可能做得到每一件事情都出一出？
Is it possible that each and every or every single thing in our life is of the Lord?
好像很难。
It seems very difficult, right?
但是有个关键。
But there's this key.
就是那个 F.B. Meyer， 他愿意。
And the key is like F.B. Meyer, he is willing.
他好像拿不出来。
He felt as if he cannot do it.
但是他愿意把每一件事情通通交给主，他愿意，虽然他好像拿不出来。
Although he felt he cannot, but he was willing.
对，所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们愿意吗？
Are we willing?
愿不愿意把我们的一生交给主呢？
Are we willing to commit our whole life to him?
他怎么带领你，愿不愿意这样子跟着他呢？
No matter how he lives, are you willing to go with him?
你每天在发生的事情，你愿不愿意是主在做决定呢？
Everything that happens to you, do you want the Lord to be the one who's making the decision?
所以弟兄姊妹，这件事情是属灵操练的第一步。
This is the first step in spiritual exercise.
所以盼望今天讲一些事情，弟兄姊妹能够听得懂。
I hope that today this message is something that you guys can relate to.
但愿我们真的在我们生活当中去操练主在我们里面的工作。
And that we will exercise what the Lord is leading us in our life.
对不起，有点晚了，我们先祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们在这一同谢谢你，但愿主真的是在我们心中做翻译的工作，让我们真实在生活当中常常操练，有这个属灵的操练，好像我们能够更多更清楚的能够 sense， 能够明白里面属灵的感觉，还有我们生命的感觉，好像我们做一个讨你喜悦的人，被做一个完全被你分别出来的人。我们谢谢你今天时间，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。